to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Well, it looks like Bitcoin blocks are waking up. Yes, we have Bitcoin blocks waking up and on the move after 10 or more years. Now, this article comes to us from Bitcoin.com, dated February 27th by Jamie Redman. The title says, "The $282 million Awakenings, 120 Bitcoin block rewards from 2010 and 2011 woke up this year." On February 25th, on-chain analytics noticed two 2010 block rewards that were transferred after sitting dormant for over a decade. A lot of old blocks have been spent in 2021, and after the large strings of 2010 block rewards spent on January 3rd and 10th, another massive string of 20 block rewards from 2010 were moved on the 25th. In addition to these old Bitcoin moves, block rewards from 2011 have started to wake in great numbers as well. Imagine that. These things have been sitting around for 10, 11 years. So somebody mined these Bitcoin blocks and left multiple Bitcoins sitting around unmoved for a decade. That means they sat through the entire rally and the market peak back in 2017. They waited it out. They waited out the peak. They waited out the big drop-off that happened. But now, the second time around, the second rally is coming in here 4 years later from 2017, and it looks like some of these big boys are on the move. It says 80 block rewards from 2010 spent this year, 4,000 Bitcoin worth $188 million. Now, even at the peak 4 years ago, they would have been worth about one-fourth or one-fifth of that. It says for a good portion of 2020 and into 2021 news, Bitcoin.com and a small group of on-chain researchers have been combining the Bitcoin network, have been combing the Bitcoin network for old school spins. The technical term spend or spent simply means the Bitcoins moved from one address to another single address or group of addresses. It doesn't necessarily mean the person has relinquished ownership of the Bitcoins, but most of our 2020 and 2021 discoveries look as though they may have been sold on exchanges. And we have a tweet here. It says, some old coins by Antoine Le Calvez says, some old coins moved today 100 Bitcoin from June 2010. 100. So you're looking around, what, $5 million? Close to? It's very rare to see pre-GPU era Bitcoins move. It only happens dozens of times in the past few years, and no, it's probably not Satoshi. At block height 671,986, a group of two 2010 block rewards with 100 Bitcoin was spent on February 25th, and a number of publications reported on the movement. What hasn't been noticed formally is a massive amount of 2010 spins this year, and a large amount of 2011 movements as well. Although members of news.bitcoin.com, btcparser.com, and Russian blockchain researcher Isaac Schwartz have been investigating these old school spins thoroughly. Following the reports of the decades-old 20 block reward spent on the 12th anniversary of Bitcoin Network, news.bitcoin.com also noticed a massive 20 block spend from 2010 spent on January 10th, 15 days later, and possibly the same suspect. Another 20 rewards from 2010 on January 25th, 2021 was spent. So far, this particular entity or entities have not moved a major string of Bitcoins since then, but there have been plenty of single 2010 block rewards spins and an increasing number of 2011 rewards. And it says $94 million worth of 40 block rewards from 2011 wake from slumber in 2021. In 2021, there were 80 block rewards from 2010 moved to date that held 4,000 Bitcoin total. Currently, using today's Bitcoin exchange rates, that's more than $188 million worth of old school coins. I just can't imagine sitting around for 10 years or better with $188 million of Bitcoin just sitting there in a wallet somewhere. Now, that is what I call patience. That's what I call holding. It says that's 2,000 Bitcoin born in the year 2011 worth around $94 million today. The last massive spin from January 25th, 2021 can be seen on Satoshi Bag's tracker at the holyroger.com. The two 2010 block rewards spent on February 25th at block height 671,986 saw the BTC spent, but the corresponding BCH and BSV remain intact. Now think about that. Somebody mined all those coins back in, but because of the split that happened, they also have the same number of Bitcoin Cash and BSV. So that's two other cryptocurrencies they have along with it. I haven't checked the price of BSV lately. The last time I checked Bitcoin Cash was well over $500 a coin, probably more than that right now. So even though they've cashed out $188 million of Bitcoin, they still have, what, roughly 1% of that, so that'd be another couple million dollars in BCH and BSV laying around, maybe more. Similarly, a number of the 2011 blocks that were spent this year have also seen only the Bitcoin move. Many of the 2011 addresses combed during our research still have their corresponding BCH and BSV unspent as well. The individual or group who has been spending the consecutive strings of 2010 block rewards has been spending the Bitcoin Cash. Whatever the case may be, the sky-high BTC price jumping over the 58,000 handle last Sunday, and even where the price rush today, has caused old-school mining whales to wake Bitcoins from slumber. Yes, indeed. Some of these guys were mining this stuff clear back when, you know, at 2010, this stuff had, it was probably under, I think, what, $10, $20 a coin? I know in 2017, it got up around, or 2013, it got up around $35. So you can imagine these guys are into $188 million on something that might have been worth maybe a few thousand dollars 10 years ago. It's just, it's amazing when you think about the appreciation that we see in these cryptocurrencies. But we have to remind ourselves, this is what happens when you move from one paradigm into another. It's almost like going from the Stone Age into the Age of Silicon overnight. It's really amazing. We're just beginning to see the tip of the iceberg on this blockchain technology and on this decentralized technology that's available to us. Now, we started to see a foreshadowing of it back in 2017. There was a lot of talk, a lot of things that needed to be worked through hadn't been worked through yet, and then we ended up with a crash in the marketplace. But it seems like this time, you know, with the advent of so much more technology, with cell phones just being becoming more and more common, with the access that people have to technology becoming so much more commonplace. And even 4 or 5 years ago, we're starting to see this transition from the old fiat system into this new cryptocurrency and everything that it represents. And along with that, we're seeing massive price appreciation, of these cryptocurrencies. Now, whether that'll continue or whether we're in for another crash, who knows? As I always say, this is not financial advice, it's just the news. But I find this interesting, though, that at least some people, even with all the good thoughts about where things are going and how cryptocurrency is improving and the future of Bitcoin is gold, some people have apparently decided that they're going to cash in that $100, $200 million holding of Bitcoin, even the Bitcoin Cash, just cash out, go from crypto back to fiat, or at least partially back to fiat, and take some of that profits. I guess it'd be hard not to if you're looking at $188 million. The thing that presents itself to me, though, is there another opportunity to find that next appreciation in a cryptocurrency somewhere or a crypto token, or have you missed the boat? That's what we're all looking for. And the important thing to remember is not to experience too much fear of missing out. When we look at these cryptocurrency projects, we really have to do our homework and think rationally and not let our emotions lead us around. But either way you look at it, a very interesting development, $282 million of these large blocks, pretty clearly this probably came from somebody who was mining back, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. And this is is the wealth that they gained from that mining operation, and they've decided to cash it in, $282 million worth of Bitcoin from 10, 11 years ago. As always, this is your cryptocurrency news. This is not financial advice. Until next time.